The Financial Review team, looking into Detroit's finances, issued its report yesterday. Now, it found the city is in a state of financial emergency and doesn't have a workable plan to get out of this mess. At this point, what are the possible scenarios?
Well, of course, the governor could choose to do something else or try to recraft a consent agreement, but nobody believes he'll do that. He'll probably appoint an emergency manager before very long has passed. And then, of course, this person will get new powers at the end of March when the law that was passed in the lame duck session giving additional powers to the emergency manager kicks in. So the thinking is this will happen relatively quickly within the next few weeks.
Now, if a state takeover does happen, do you think the state can fix Detroit's financial issues?
I think it all depends on what you mean by the term fix. It would take billions of dollars to completely do that. We have to remember the emergency manager's job is to sort of fix the books, is to get the deficit under control, and quite possibly to take the city through some kind of managed bankruptcy process. The short-term problem, of course, the city has about a $326 million budget deficit, but there's $14 billion in mainly unfunded long-term liabilities, a couple billion of which come due in the next 5 years. So the manager has to assess things, and they will have great powers, especially after March. They'll be able to void union contracts and do a lot of other things. It may reinstate the deal for Belle Isle, for example, but basically their job is to balance the bottom line, and as far as we know, they're not going to come here with any new resources to do that.
Let's move to Lansing. The State House voted for a bill yesterday to add more people to the sex offender registry in the state. The bill would add people convicted of crimes such as possessing child pornography and indecent exposure to the registry. Now, the bill passed overwhelmingly in the House. What are your thoughts on this bill?
Well, politically, as I said yesterday in my essay, it was virtually impossible for anyone to vote against it. The real question is this do any good? I used the example of a young man in his early 20s who got caught in the federal sting for looking at child pornography and maybe passing it on. Nobody ever alleged he touched an actual child, but now that young man and his parents' address, which is where he's going to live when he gets out of prison, will be on this registry, and you wonder, how can someone who's there easily get a job? How can they rehabilitate themselves? And so while it's sort of a feel-good thing politically, I think there's a lot of questions about what practical good it does either in a human or a law enforcement standpoint.
And finally, the national discussion around immigration led to some changes in Michigan this week. Last year, President Obama announced a policy letting undocumented immigrants apply for temporary work permits if they were brought to the U.S. as children. And now those immigrants can start applying for driver's licenses and state IDs here in Michigan. Jack, how will this affect the state?
Well, I think it'll affect the state in a way that it'll make it easier for these folks. Obviously, these are children who came here when they were very young through, you know, no decision of their own, to make it easier for them to have lives and to make it legal what people have probably been doing illegally. This is not a big undocumented alien state, but there are certainly thousands of them, and a lot of them keep our commerce going. A lot of them are doing jobs nobody else wants to do. And basically, this really wasn't a change of heart on behalf of the Secretary of State, who has steadfastly opposed this. It's her coming to the conclusion that what she was doing conflicts with federal law. So I don't think it's going to have any kind of vast, drastic effect on what happens in Michigan. And, of course, there is a national debate. There are some people who think the best thing that could happen to Detroit would be to allow a huge influx of immigrants to build the city up. So we'd just have to wait and see how this all plays out.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.